Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Inselman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is a new friend. He's a co-founder and president of a company called Metro Study, and this is an organization that does research and works on understanding the housing industry, whatever it may be, wherever people are living, and what there is to know about that from a standpoint of construction and or whatever, he studies that from a standpoint of the actual properties, but also from a demographic standpoint. Who's going to buy those properties? And we've asked him to join us to tell us about his business, what he does, and a little bit about the housing industry. Mike Inselman, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here, Mike, and I'm looking forward to seeing you later on this week, and we're both here at the Insperity Championship. You're a customer, and you're going to be playing golf a little bit later today. And I've already played earlier this week. It's a great tournament. I'm looking forward to seeing you a little bit later on this week.
Terrific! It's going to be a great day for golf.
It is. Hey, Mike, talk to us about what you guys do. Tell us about what the essence of your business is.
Well, we are a data company, we're a consulting company, we're a research company. We think of ourselves as the Census Bureau for the home building industry, in that we go out and gather site-specific information on every lot and every new subdivision where new construction is occurring coast to coast to report back the status of home sales, home inventories, who the builders are, what their prices are, how many homes are in inventory, how many lots.
That's pretty labor intensive, isn't it?
Very much so. You bet. That part of our business is old school. From there forward, everything is fairly high tech. In that, our clients.
But you can't high tech feet on the ground, can you?
No, we're working on that. That's our vision for the next 10 years. A lot of new technology.
Could you use Google Maps for that instead of having people?
We use it for part of the process, but actually we do everything by a copy of the physical plat, the subdivision plat that developers record officially, and we use that as our guide for every, and we know where every lot is and what its status is and who owns it.
So if you've got people out there literally all over the country, looking at a subdivision or whatever the development may be, are you using contractors or these employees?
We're using employees. They are part-time, permanent employees, more than half of whom are retired people, and they have an assigned territory that they cover every 90 days.
Wow. You get this information. They send it back to you, and they tell you, okay, there's a subdivision being built, and it's got 32 plots on it, and 10 are pre-sold, and it's going to be completed in 6 months, where people can start building. And then there's this other subdivision that went up a year ago, and it hasn't sold any since they opened. That kind of thing.
Exactly. We track the. Every community from the cradle to the grave, as we say, from the time that it gets approved at a city jurisdiction until the last house is built and sold. And you're in the Woodlands
how do they use your product?
Years. I'm sorry?
Who are your customers and how do they use your products?
Home builders, land developers, and lenders who loan money to home builders and land developers represent about 80% of our client base. And they're all looking to get a competitive advantage or to mitigate their risk if they're a lender. They want to make sure that they're not lending money to a person in the wrong end of town, in the wrong neighborhood, in the wrong price range, and
and on the wrong side of the market. So if I had 20 acres I wanted to develop, and I would come to you and I would say, okay, I mean, I know my market. I'm right here. I know what's going on, but I don't know what's been sold. I don't know, I can see that there's something going on over there and there's nothing going on over there. But I would come to you and say, okay, what will the market bear? If I develop this 20 acres into single family housing, what will the market bear? You could help me with that.
Absolutely. If you had a 20 acre project, you'd probably hire us for a specific market study project. And we'd go in and analyze that trade area, tell you what's selling, what price ranges, what price per square foot, who the competition is, where they're located. And then we would run projections on what we think you could sell and what size of homes and what price range of homes. We'd recommend that you do that. If you were a big home builder like Pulte Homes nationwide, then you would probably subscribe to our online database through which you could do that for yourself. The big home building companies have lots of research staff, and they go directly to our database and then run their own analyses. And
so you could, in my 20 acre example, you'd come back to me and say, "Well, there's a comparable property 4 miles away that has this advantage and this disadvantage compared to yours, and it's struggling to subscribe to get sales, and you tell my banker the same thing, and he wouldn't make the loan."
Well, that's right. We run into that in that we have so many clients that are home builders, developers, and lenders that we end up having to tell everybody the same story. So sometimes the clients, they don't like it when they aren't able to do a deal, but later on they say, I'm sure glad you told me that, because that would have been a big mistake. Because there's oftentimes things that a customer isn't even aware of that we know about. Like half a mile away, there's a new development where somebody just bought the property, and they're going to be a direct competitor. And the client
that would be really good information, wouldn't it? I'm going to go to a break in a few seconds. Do you do only single family housing? Or do you do multifamily as well?
Well, we do condominiums for sale, but we don't rent rental apartments in our database.
I used to hire people like you who are doing what you do in the multifamily housing industry, the rental business. So
there are a number of good companies.
Mike, give us your website, please.
It's www.metrostudy.com, metrostudy.com.
We come back, I'm going to ask Mike, who's going to buy my house in 20 years? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.